Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for taking some time out today.
No worries. No worries.
The stadium tour, a little mini residency in the state of Texas over the last several days?
Indeed. We're actually just leaving Dallas right now. We're actually going to fly to Arizona. But yeah, oh, it's been amazing. You know, Texas lived up to all the hype and everything. You know, as we know, we've been there a million times. But, you know, awesome audience. Great. Oh, just insane. Yeah, loved it.
Awesome, man. Can you believe this stadium tour? Obviously, it was a few years in the making with everything being locked down. How well it's going and the attendance and how everybody is so psyched to be at these shows?
Yes and no, because, you know, at first it was kind of a bit of a momentum and everything started going and then it kind of had the rug pulled from underneath it. But it's been really growing. I mean, we had a break in the middle and the second half since we come back is like a frenzy almost. They're all selling out and people are just losing their minds. And it's just great for all of the bands, actually, not just us, but Motley, Poison and Jones, yeah, and Classless Acts. We have a band that opens the whole thing up. And it's great. It's like a festival every day. And it's people are losing their minds. So it's great. It's loving it.
I was at the Philly show. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
I mean, do you prefer going on before Motley or closing? Is it like kind of a different psyche playing at night or during the day?
Well, there's a couple of dynamics that make it different. Like, you know, there's you go on late, and what we've noticed, sometimes people get really tired, and some people get really drunk. So if you go on late, you have to contend with that. But the bonus is it's dark, and you get to use all your lasers and lights and all that good old stuff. So, you know, a bit of both. So, you know what I mean? So I like them both, and we've all been saying that. Yeah, this is incredible.
During this tour, have you had a chance to actually hang out, maybe like chat with Motley, Poison, and Joan Jett before and in between days off?
Not in days off. It's like every second is taken. There's definitely not enough hours in the day, for sure. But, you know, that's it, really. You bump into them in the hallway, and that's about it, really. And, like yesterday, and Nikki's been coming into our dressing room. But, yeah, that's been a really great hang, so, yeah.
Diamond Star Halos, congratulations on the new record. It's gotten amazing reviews. What was it like putting this record together? I talked to Vivian a little bit about it when it was coming out. Just obviously with, you know, everybody being in different areas in the lockdown and during the pandemic, just a different way than a normal Def Leppard record usually gets put together.
Yes and no. You know, we've always recorded separately since I joined the band. You know, no one actually, you know, jumped in a room and played all together. Unless we plan a live thing or a special event or something. So we've always done that. So everything's always been separate. What's great is the technology, the fact that, you know, I've done all my vocals and guitars and everything on my laptop. You know, just record it straight in. You haven't got to, you know, mic things up and all of that stuff because you get the sound on your laptop, you know, different software things. And it just makes such a huge difference. Artistically, it's incredible. It's so much more done.
Are you an artist that maybe goes back and listens to the last release and do you critique it? Are you still happy with it? Would there be anything you would do different with Diamond Star Halos?
No, not with that one. I think it's amazing. Actually, you know, it still holds up. I think it's one of the best albums we've done. You know, that and Hysteria are my top two albums. So, no, it's amazing. And I think artistically, we just allowed to, you know, get a groove on it. It's like perfect. Really?
Well, you mentioned Hysteria, 35 years since that was released earlier this month, which blows my mind because I still remember running home to see the women video premiere on MTV, and now we're 35 years later.
Right. No, crazy. Really crazy. It went so quick. But, you know, we're loving it, and that still sounds great. You know, all the stuff off that album sounds really good. So, you know, it's all fun.
So turning the attention a little bit away from Def Leppard, I know you've got plenty of other projects, Man Ray's, Delta Deep. Are those things still happening in the future? Obviously, I know right now it's all Def Leppard with the stadium tour, but do you stay in contact with everybody?
Absolutely. I was in England a couple of weeks ago. I saw Paul Cook and Simon Lappy. Yeah, absolutely. We'll be doing something in the future, but no, we're just so focused on everything Def Leppard because it's great. We're just having a ball. This is something we've just been, you know, building up to for years. It's kind of and it's kind of, you know, ticking those boxes. So yeah, we're loving it. But it does take, you know, all the energy. So we're saving it all for this, you know, to be the best live band, which we think we are. You know, it's like we're really doing it out there. We're all singing and really playing and all of that. It's just inspiring to be part of it, to be quite honest. And the fact we've got these great new songs, it's just like a dream, really. like what you'd always want if you was in a band. We were actually getting to do that, you know.
That's awesome. I mean, but you guys have been doing it for so long. I just want to, real quick, with Delta Deep, and I mentioned this to Robert DeLeo. Favorite band of mine growing up is Def Leppard. My second favorite band is Stone Temple Pilots. When I saw you guys were doing a band together, and I got to see it in a little venue in Philadelphia, I was blown away. I mean, how does somebody from the world of Def Leppard and somebody from the world of STP get together? Because just different genres, and you were fighting to stay alive in the mid-90s because of bands like STP. You ever guys talk about that as well?
Yeah, not really, because, you know, it's like we're just rock bands. It was the same, you know, with the Pistols, you know, with Paul Cook, you know. See what the issue is. We're all rock bands around here. But the thing with Robert DeLeo, he was like a student of James Jameson, who was a bass player on all the Motown stuff. And you know, James Brown, he loved James Brown and all that stuff. So we had all this common interest. It wasn't just rock music, it was a lot of the other stuff as well. He's just a huge fan of that, and that comes out. So that was cool. It seemed an obvious thing, quite honest. It was like, get a bit of funk in there, a bit of blues, and it's rock as well at the same time. So it was a blast. Absolute blast.
The show was fantastic, and to see you in this little, small, intimate venue was pretty cool to see.
I remember that, actually. I remember that it was tiny, tiny little thing, and massive little, well, it's a little amp, but it was like, you know, 1,000 watts or something, in this tiny cupboard of a club. Yeah, it was great.
It was cool. It was like the size of my garage. And the next night, I was up in New York at Madison Square Garden for Iron Maiden. Talk about complete opposite shows.
Great.
So obviously the stadium tour is still rolling on as we roll into 2023. I know maybe you, I know Joe, I know some of the other members have teased that this stadium tour is going to roll on into next year, maybe over to Europe. What are the plans for Def Leppard in 2023?
The rest of the world. You know, we've got South America, Europe, Japan, Australia, and everywhere else that wants us. But that actually showing interest, and so we're trying to get things together for that right now.
I saw in one of the meet and greet pictures, and I'm not sure what city you're in, the five of you were presented books from the Def Leppard diehard fans on Facebook. You remember the book I'm talking about?
Absolutely, yeah, pretty amazing. Some real thought and lot of energy went into that, for sure. Great.
And I'm in that book.
Oh, are you really? Okay.
I am in that book writing a little bit about my love for the band and how I discovered you and everything. But yeah, there is a passion for this band all the way into 2022. And I got to imagine you see this each and every night being on stage for the stadium tour.
Yes. It's, we're just loving it. And yeah, you do. There's a lot of fans that come. The girl, Karen, is on that. She holds up. She goes, show 114 or something, you know, so we see her little sign every day. So, yeah, no, she really done well putting that together. That was great.
Every once in a while, we FaceTime together. I've gotten to know her over the last several years. Phil, I thank you. Continued success. I know you got some more dates with the stadium tour. When you see your drummer, Mr. Rick Allen, let him know that you spoke with his personal driver in Atlantic City. He'll know the joke and he'll laugh.
Oh, really? Okay. Absolutely.
I know you got 2023 planned. You're going to be out of the States, but don't be a stranger. I hope you come back to the area. Well, hopefully we'll see you here in this area real soon.
Be back, like I said, I live in California. We'll be around, and it's nonstop. You know, this is a 3-year tour. So, yeah, we'll be all over the place.
We hope to find you back on the East Coast. Looking forward to it. Continued success, and we'll talk soon. And as always, huge fan, and it's always a pleasure.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.